Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Authentic You Radio, featuring the premier debut show, 21 Days to Change Your Mind, with hosts Jeffrey Miller, the interventionist, and Annette Armstrong, emotion code practitioner. Together, they will take you through the process of changing your mind. Get ready for a fantastic show.
Hello, I'm Annette Armstrong.
And I'm Jeffrey Miller.
We would like to welcome you to
21 Days to Change Your Mind. Hey, everybody, how you doing today? We are having fun. I want to tell you what, talk about fun. Annette and I were talking pre-show and said this is probably the most fun thing we've done in a long time. This is absolutely fantastic. We want to thank you, both of us. International call here, folks. Me up in the northeast corner of the United States in cold country USA, Annette down in the beautiful tropics of Coffs Harbour, Australia. Welcome, everybody, internationally. We are so happy to have you here with us today. We are going to talk about our program, which I just, sorry, folks, I just had a little feedback there. We are going to talk about and explain to you exactly what is 21 Days to Change Your Mind and how we got started with it. Annette, I'd like to start with you, intro, and tell the folks your background and your about motion code.
Thank you, Jeff. Okay, my background. I have a background in real estate and fitness training for many years. And in 2006, I studied NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and also Ericksonian hypnosis. And more recently, in the last couple of years, I've studied strategic intervention, which is a Tony Robbins and Chloe Madonna's style of coaching, which is actually where I met you and how we came together on Facebook, actually. But we actually didn't talk for a bit longer than that. But with that study that I was doing a couple of years ago as well, around about the same time, I was introduced to a healing process called emotion code healing. And how I came to find that was I was listening to a spiritual radio show and Dr. Bradley Nelson was on talking about emotion code healing. Now, I'd previously studied a little bit of EFT emotional freedom technique and had some kinesiology done on myself and my children for health issues. So I was sort of a little bit, I was interested in this and wanted to develop it further. And as soon as I heard him speak, I knew this is what I needed to do. So I got my certification and I've been doing the healing ever since. And it's just made such a remarkable difference in my life.
It's absolutely fantastic. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. It's completely changed my life, actually. Late last year, you actually approached me to join you in Carousel Partners, and we have been running forward ever since.
Yes, we have, and that you know, I got to tell you, folks, emotion code healing is absolutely amazing, and it's a big piece of what we do in the 21 Days to Change Your Mind program. And that was fantastic. I mean, every time I hear about your background and your story about emotion code, it gets me excited because I didn't understand what it was. And when you and I first met, well, as you said, 2 years ago we actually first met, both in the Strategic Intervention Training Program, touched base a little bit back then, all that time ago, and then here we go back 3.5-4 months ago, caught back up again in our other program, which is known as Carousel Partners International, everybody, which is a group of expert coaches internationally, which Annette and I belong to, that actually take care of what we do in coaching as we're considering, what we do is consider leading ahead of yourself in contribution always. So it's more of an altruism based, and we want to see people get guided help in that coaching that they like, you know, they need, excuse me. But bottom line to this is simple. I was amazed. I didn't understand, nor did I even have any clue about emotion code healing and the technique that you do. And when you performed it on me, it was miraculous. I did not understand that I had these blocks, and I think that's what you call it. Is it blocks about emotional blocks from our life and from youth, et cetera?
Yes, that's right. How it actually works is we trap emotions in our body. So, for example, during childhood or at any time in our life, we may have a negative event that occurs, and without realizing, those emotions are too overwhelming for the body to handle, and we actually trap them in our energy around us and in our body. And what can happen is that can cause physical and emotional pain. And it may, if it doesn't cause it straight away, it actually stores it in the body, and that can come out even years later. It's like walking around with a negative vibe, and unfortunately we build up these things. Unless we can deal with those emotions with some therapy, we hang on to them, and unfortunately it can cause, you know, severe medical problems, severe pain, either emotional or physical. So that's, discovering that has made a huge difference in my life and helped me handle the issues that I'd been going through, and the ability to handle and to help family members and friends with issues as well.
Absolutely.
So
fantastic.
I'm very grateful to be able to do that. It's such a wonderful technology, and I mean, the thing about healing is there are hundreds and hundreds of healing techniques, and I've researched quite a few, and I found this one to be the most simple and the most effective one.
Well,
would you like
I
me
can
to
guarantee
explain
I agree
more?
With you on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you like to? Shall I explain a bit more about how it actually
absolutely.
Works?
Absolutely, because I believe everybody is if you've liked, I've been around for a few years, and it was something I hadn't heard about at all. I've heard about Tony Robbins, I've heard about speaking intervention, life coaching, et cetera, and different types of EFT, et cetera, but never had I ever heard about this. So please do, yes, I'm sure. Everybody would love to hear some more.
Okay, well, how it works is, as I said, when we have trapped emotions in our body, we're going to have an effect. So it might be a sore back or a sore neck, or we just might have an issue that we're fixated on and we just can't get past it. It might be an emotional issue. And what I do is I identify what those emotions are. I have a list of 60 emotions, and I can identify through muscle testing what those trapped emotions are. And I can either do that healing with someone in person or over the phone, or if they give me their details via email or on a Skype call. So the ability to do it remotely has given me that flexibility to have clients all around the world. And what I do is identify those emotions through the muscle testing and by taking on the energy of that person. Now, that's with their permission, of course. And then I release those trapped emotions using the governing meridian line in the body. And results usually can come immediately, or sometimes within a couple of days. So,
well, I can attest to that. Mine didn't come immediately, but I felt a difference immediately. I felt a sense of where I had where I didn't even understand that I had a little overwhelm in certain areas. When you did the clearing for me, it was like a night and day situation. All of a sudden, I realized, wait a minute, I feel lighter, I feel better, I feel more jovial. And I thought I was doing pretty good. I mean, I'm a coach. I thought I had all my stuff together and all my stuff in the right basket, so to speak. And it's amazing. And what really is amazing, folks, is that Annette and I got back together talking about our Carousel Partners International program, which is the worldwide coaching program. I explained to her what I do in coaching and the program I'd written, which is called 21 Days to Change Your Mind. And it was 2 years of research for me into strategic intervention, which is specifically mostly what Tony Robbins does. And I was in that training class, as was Annette. And that said, also, I learned NLP, and I've gone on further to adapt in my style in hypnotherapy. Now, in hypnotherapy, of course, we can get right to the root of many problems. And the amazing thing is, when Annette and I started talking about how I do the 21 days Change Your Mind program and how the program works, which is basically this. 21 days is a scientifically proven time frame, psychologically speaking, that is, and where you will find that if you can get into your subconscious, which is where your habits lie, that's where they're stored from early childhood, etc., all the way up to today, right to this minute. When we go into subconscious, that's when you can pull it out and you can change the habit. We do not go to our habits, they actually come to us because they're stored, they're regressed is what we call it. In hypnotherapy, we go in and look at that and we help by speaking to directly to the subconscious and we bring those habits out. Now, in the 21 Days to Change Your Mind program, it's really simple. We do three sessions, three one-hour sessions, where I will spend up to an hour with the client over the period of 21 days, three different times. That is the beginning phase. That is the conditioning. I call it the shampoo and conditioning, as Annette and I are now calling it, the shampoo and conditioner phase. What is beautiful about what she does, and I call it beautiful because it is really that. When we have done the consult with the client, and I'll explain that process in a moment, when we have done the consult, we determine what the situation is the client is wanting to work on. Then, between that consult and the first session, Annette has a pretty good idea of what the energy is with that client. It's amazing how she does it. I still don't have it all figured out, but she does. And then from there, she joins on the first session, and she does what she does during the first session. So between the first and the second session, by the time the second session has begun, which is 7 days later, the client now knows completely what it is in emotion code that she has been able to read, and she has actually emailed a copy of that to the client. So, Annette, we found it very interesting, didn't we, when we did consults, how much energy we were able to pick up. And tell the audience a little bit about that, how that is.
Well, I guess some of it is intuitive. And the fact that I find most interesting about us working together in what the combination of our skills and what we do is that we're working with the subconscious mind. And with emotion code healing, the subconscious mind is the body. And so when we have the ability to go to regress to an earlier stage of life, we can bring up some of those issues, which makes it easier for me to be healing the correct issue, because there are so many things in the body. As Dr. Bradley Nelson says, we have a trapped emotion for every day of the year and more, and a hell of a lot more. So
I guess we could believe that.
Yeah. I mean, and we're all human. We all, and even, you never really end healing. There's always so many issues to deal with. But the ability to go back and identify what's going on beneath the surface and deal with those issues directly is so powerful, because we get to the core issue that is holding that person back. So there's a lot of power in being able to identify that, because what a client might identify as the issue, as their key issue on one level, is not usually the actual issue that's going on underneath, that we find quite frequently.
I'm sorry, I interrupted. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, you're right.
No, thank you. No, I was just going to interject. It really sounds, and we've talked about this before, but for everybody to understand, we in strategic intervention, we deal with metaphoric values a lot. And in metaphors, they've been around since the beginning of time. Let's face it, there are stories that are told, from villages and old folks, passed down through the ages, through generation to generation, and they tell stories. When you tell a story to your mind, it's a metaphor. You can actually relate to a lot of things in life, and I'm sure everybody's thought about it. Different stories you will hear. You tell yourself a story sometimes. But the metaphoric value of what you're saying, and that is very, very important for people to understand, I believe, is that we believe we know what that one issue is that we've got going on that we need to really address. But in retrospect, what you're saying is when you get in there, it becomes that one issue actually becomes a metaphoric value for what really is going on. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. Yes, and there's a whole lot more happening beneath the surface. As you know.
Wow.
And that's what we uncover. We uncover that.
Yes, we do. It's amazing. And in so much that we, being a hypnotherapist, I've been able to do that. And I was amazed that you were able to do the similar situation to really find that through energy, you know, through the energy that a person has in the emotional code that's trapped in the body, so to speak, whether it be debilitating belief or a habit or something that plagued them when they were a child, such as a child that picked on them on the playground, and they've got this blocked emotion. Absolutely amazing, which really brings us to, and I wanted everybody to, at this point, think of a question. We'd like to do a little interaction here with you guys. This pretty much, we've got 45 minutes of show left, you know, and we've got some call. I know we're going to have some calls and some questions here probably very shortly, but we really want to explain to you how we get to what we get to help guide you to removing debilitating beliefs, early childhood trauma, different things that have plagued you throughout your years in life, negative self-talk, habits, different things that have happened in your life. And Annette and I can talk to you about some of those, but I'd like to really interact with you at this point. Think of one issue, and gosh knows, 85% of our population is dealing with some form of low self-esteem at this time in the world. That is an astronomical number when you think about it. I mean, I hate to think that what that means, but it does mean that. At some point in life, we've all had an issue happen to us at least once, if not many more. It has actually molded and formed you to the person you are today. There are these trapped emotions, there are these trapped habits, and again, like we said earlier, we go to our habits. They don't come to us. They're there. We go to them because we act and react. I call it the peat and repeat of life. You know, we keep going back to these things. Something happens. Something triggers. Something says to us, oops, I need to feel that way. So what does the mind go? The conscious mind goes to the subconscious, grabs it out of the memory bank, throws it up front, and you act and react based on it. And remember, there's always an equal and opposite reaction to everything. So when we look at that, and we go in and look at that with hypnotherapy, it's very easy because we go in and talk to the subconscious mind and we bring it out, and then we're able to talk about it. So here's the interaction. In so much that we all do, even people that are highly successful, that have made millions of dollars in business, all still have some form of low self-esteem. It's just who we are. I don't know who the percentage is of the 85%, the other balance of the 100% that doesn't. I've never met them, but in all honesty, that's what they give us for numbers. So think about it this way. Ask yourself this question. If you've got a pen or a piece of paper handy, it's even nice to do this because it helps immensely when you write it down. Here's the question. What big issue is going on in your life right now, in your mind, that you'd like to change? What would you like to change in your mind that's going on, that's causing you a debilitating belief? And you might say, well, do you know what? Maybe I've got 2, 3, 4, 5 I can think of. What's the big one? What is the big one? Write that down now. Now, by writing it down, as they tell us, when we write things down, it's almost subliminal because you're talking to and you're putting something from consciousness into the unconscious mind. So write it down. Now, think about that. Really look at it. And if you're doing it in your mind's eye, that's fine. If you've been able to write it down, that's even better. Now think about this. What 5 or 6 things would change exponentially in your life for the better if you could change that big issue? If you could flip it. If you could take it and recondition it. The shampoo and conditioner treatment, as we said. What 5 or 6 things? And write those down. And what's interesting is you are actually, it's a little bit of subliminal here, you're actually telling your subconscious, hey, I want to know what my big issue is. You're asking it. You're asking it the question, what is my big issue? What is it that I need to address? What is the big thing? Now, again, as Annette, as we were just talking, Annette, it becomes metaphoric. Because you may think it's the big issue, but interestingly enough, it's the quickest thing that you can reach in a subconscious level. Because it might have been something that bothered you today. It might have been something that bothered you last week. But it's recent. It's something that's actually happened recent. You think, because it happened recent, it's your big issue. And that's what's amazing about the mind. But what's regressed is what's behind. So this is why we say it becomes metaphoric. Now, Annette, you're able to go in with emotion code and see these trap things. And the amazement is when we bring that out in our first session, which, by the way, folks, the first session is a hypnotherapy session. Out of an hour session, approximately an hour, we do about 15 to 20 minutes of rapid induction hypnosis, which I perform, and Annette is present during that with the client's permission, and then from there we pull the stuff right out. We sometimes need to go back one more time in the second session, and we'll talk about that as well, but that first session, we bring that out, and through strategic intervention, the different techniques that we use in strategic intervention, NLP, again, and those of you that are NLP practitioners on the call, you understand what we're saying. Those of you not, know that it's neuro-linguistic programming. It's fantastic. It was originally developed, by the way, by Milton Erickson way back, and people say, no, it's Bandler and it's this guy and that guy. Well, my understanding is, and I could be corrected, Milton Erickson, which is a very, very, very well-known hypnotherapist, which in fact is the father of strategic intervention of a sort, with Tony Robbins and Dr. Chloe Badonis, who Tony and Chloe actually put together strategic intervention as a terminology. Milton was very, very, very renowned in that, and he did a lot in NLP. So in studying Milton, it became very obvious to me that the man was a hypnotherapist. He practiced NLP. And here I am practicing strategic intervention, which is basically the culmination of the two. How good is that? So by coming back around and using hypnotherapy, getting into the subconscious, finding out exactly what it is and bringing it to the forefront in a very safe, protected way. And we were able to actually come up with a program that works. Now, is it the end all? No, because 21 days is the beginning. This is something you're going to have to work on. And Annette, we were talking the other day with a client. It was very interesting, and we were talking about affirmation. And yes. some people say affirmations aren't enough. And what we try to do, if you talk about the I ams, I think is very important. If we could get on to the I ams.
Yes. Absolutely. Affirmation plays a key role in the work that we do. It's basically, I think the way you've explained it before, Jeff, is, you know, we're going in there digging out what's sabotaging ourselves, and then we want to replace that with positive energy. And the I am energy is bringing us back to who we actually are as people, as who we were born to be naturally, without all the sabotaging emotions that are holding us back. So by repeating the I am statements such as I am happy, I am joy, and whatever works for you in that area, repeating that on a regular basis throughout the 21 days is one effective way to reinforce who we actually are.
Exactly.
You agree with that?
Exactly. Yeah, and it's so fantastic, and it's part of the program, folks. You need to have a positive statement for yourself. You just can't just, and any coaching you do, you know, there's got to be a certain amount of homework. We've gone over this and over this and over this, and we found clients that, and not so much in the 21 Days to Change Your Mind program, but in my previous past and in Annette's as well with strategic intervention, we've got people that want help. They want to be guided to change. They know they've got something going on, and they want you as a coach. And you work with them, and the next thing you know, they're calling you back, and they've kind of regressed. And you say, well, what happened? Well, did you follow through with this? No, they didn't. So you've got to make up your mind that you want to change your mind. And to do that, you've got to have, we call it the New Year's resolution theory. How many people really stick to a New Year's resolution? And that it was amazing when you talked about the numbers of that. It was phenomenal. I think it's like 80 or 90% do not. it's crazy.
Yeah.
And the why is amazing. Because go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, if we can't just rely on willpower. Willpower will only get you so far. We need to get to the core issues beneath. And put a positive frame on them. That's the only way to do it. Willpower is valuable for a week or two, but we want results to last, and that's what we're about: lasting results.
Well, exactly right. Now, here's the thing with New Year's resolutions: they don't work. let's be serious, for a very small percentage of people might have enough willpower to make something work with a New Year's resolution. And it's just a fallacy that people have come up with. Hey, it's a new year, let's make a new resolution. I'm going to quit smoking, I'm going to quit drinking, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, I'm not going to stay out late, whatever it might be. The interesting thing is the why it doesn't work. The why it doesn't work is simply this. We are going to the conscious mind making the New Year's resolution. The conscious mind isn't going to change a thing. Because the conscious mind is where we work every day. That's the stuff that consciously tells us where we're going to act and what we're going to do. It's less than 10% of the human mind. It is the subconscious mind that traps the habit. When you learn that you want to smoke and you develop a habit, when it's drinking, if it's drugs, God forbid, anything that's debilitating, anything that's negative self-talk is in the subconscious mind. The only way you're going to change that habit is not with a New Year's resolution. It's just not going to happen. You can make a resolution to change your mind any time you want. Here's the interesting thing. You've got to do it through the subconscious. Now, if you do not know emotion code healing, if you do not know or you do not go to a really great hypnotherapist, or you know one, or you can learn to do it yourself. And by the way, we all do hypnotherapy. And the proof of that pudding is simply this. How many times have you all driven down the road? You might be talking, you might be thinking. Quite often I have had it happen driving alone. I'm thinking about things going on. I might be on a trip, business trip, etc. And the next thing, I'm at the exit, I want to get off. And I went, oh, wow, what just happened to the last 8 exits? I don't remember passing them. Now, I know the road very well. Was I acting that I wasn't driving correctly? No, because my subconscious mind was taking care of everything. My conscious mind was thinking. And I was thinking about something that's going on, something that's bothering me, something that might have happened, something big, the next appointment I was going to, or a client, or something, or a family member, anything that you can think of consciously that could be going on in your life this minute or in the last 24 hours, whatever it may be, that's consciousness. So there is where we set the intention for New Year's resolutions. Doesn't work. Where we need to set our intention is in the subconscious mind. And again, when we do this program, this is where we go in. We have had great results, folks. I test marketed this program for quite a while before I launched it. I then had people that I knew through strategic intervention that wanted to work with the program. I've had coaches that wanted to work in the program. Annette, you went through the whole program.
That's right. Yes, it certainly made a huge difference to me. You've helped me greatly in the area of self-esteem. I thought I had a lot of things handled, and my own ability to do my own healing has helped me in a huge way. But the ability to get in and deal with those subconscious issues that I hadn't even got to myself just took it to a whole new level. And that's when I realized, wow, what we have together is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, the power of two, the experience that we have within these two modalities is it just takes the whole game to another level. The results are just incredible. That's why it brings me so much joy to work with you and to be able to see change going on in people's lives, let alone our own lives, at such a high level. And the thing is, it's not just for a week or two. It's sustainable. Once it's done, it's done. And of course, there can be layers, emotional layers that we have to get to as well.
Right.
As I said, it's not just one thing. There can be different levels to deal with. But the results we've been achieving are just incredible. So as I said, I'm so grateful to be able to do this work and to share it with you. That just brings me the greatest joy in life.
Well, thank you very much, and I am extremely grateful as well. I have to be very honest with you. The program was great, and now it's the best with you on board, also representing the great country of Australia on our international level, which is another place we're moving towards with this whole program on an international basis to help as many people as we possibly can. But Annette, I have to thank you, and I'll do it publicly to the world right now. This program is fantastic with you on board. Your ability to heal and come in with a client. What I had prior was great, as I said, and now it is absolutely fantastic. It is the best, absolutely the best, and thank you so much. I'm in such gratitude to have you on board, on staff, with the 21 Days to Change Your Mind program and launching it in Australia. It is just fantastic. The ability, as you said, for the two to work together is something who would have ever known. It's like mixing two unknowns, and all of a sudden you've got a wonderful concoction. It just is so great. It is so great, isn't it? And the clients, just the joy we see in people's faces, because, folks, we work with our clients on Skype. We have not yet even met personally, Annette and I. We've only worked on Skype now for months. It's like your best friend on Skype, because we work together so much, and we know exactly what's going to happen next with it, and we just know the patterns that come up, and we just, you know, with emotion code as she does it, and as the 21 Days to Change Your Mind with hypnotherapy, the strategic intervention, and NLP as I do it, and putting those four processes together have made such a change in my life, Annette's life, as she's told you, and now our clients. The goal with us is help as many people as we possibly can help eradicate low self-esteem, debilitating belief, negative self-talk, the bad habits that we have. If we think of the issues in life that we each have, relationship issues is a big one. We're going to get into talking about that in a few minutes. The what's and the whys of why relationships don't work when somebody's on the verge of a divorce. The different issues that come up and why they're coming up and what buttons are being pushed by each other and to each person individually. That. But when you get into the other issues of life, which are the regressed issues, dealing specifically with the low self-esteem, the amazing thing, and it was unbeknown to me prior to the last 2 years, low self-esteem starts when we are very young. As a matter of fact, they have now scientifically proven this, and I don't exactly know how, but these are studies that have been done from inception. From inception, things happen. When you are in the womb, you are picking up signals, sounds, etc. from your mother. You are also picking it up from external. And there are things that can happen in the womb to the mother, things that the baby can hear, that actually become negative thought. There could be an unfortunate major life trauma in the mother's life. There could be something that's happened in her life. Maybe it was an accident. Maybe there was some traumatic, and who knows what. And I don't want to get into the details of what that is or what it could be, because we know that there are many, many, many things that happen to us in our life on this earth that hit us like a ton of bricks. And we don't know where it comes from, but sometimes it comes, and it comes on strong. And we as humans are very, very resourceful in trying to deal with that. Our minds try very hard to overcome. So on the physical outside, that mother would look, okay, well, this was bad. Maybe it was a bad automobile accident. Who knows exactly what? But things happen. Things happen. The child in the womb can pick that up. They've actually proven that. The other interesting thing is the human baby, very, very little is remembered from the age of birth to 3 years old. There are some people who say, yes, I can remember when I was two, I was in a crib and I used to scream all the time, whatever. But very few people can actually say they have a vivid, vivid memory of birth. We don't remember our birth. It's probably a good thing, but we don't remember that. And we don't remember the first year, and we pretty much don't remember the second year. We probably start remembering between the second and the third. We start having recollective memory. So things can happen to us then, though. And where do they go? Subconscious. You can be a child in your crib at a very young age. Annette, you and I went over a whole bunch of stuff, and that we've actually personally talked to each other about the program and actually put ourselves through it, and we both have come up with things in our lives which weren't anybody's fault. It's just things that happen in life that happened to you when you were very young. School, think about when you first went to school. Think about first grade, second grade. How much of a memory do you have? What do you remember? You might remember the teacher. You might remember that the teacher wasn't very nice. You might remember the teacher made you hard to make you do things that you didn't think you should have to do because mom and dad never told you to do that, but that was their way of teaching. And we remember that. How do we remember it? As a negative memory. So that can trigger. We call them triggers. That can trigger later on in life. During your years growing up, you will have this little trigger. It doesn't matter who it is or what's said, but the trigger can go. Your subconscious is reminding you of it, and it becomes a debilitating belief. right on up through the growing years. And you get to the three, then you go from three to seven, which are the chronic years, critical years, excuse me, not chronic, critical years of growing, when a child is really learning. Those are the learning years. And then from 7 to 12, and then into adolescence, puberty, et cetera, and coming into young adulthood, you carry this with you. It's baggage. And it is amazing how much baggage we each yank around, almost like a chain connected to our necks, dragging behind us into the future. What we want to do is help everybody, guide them to understanding that you can disconnect, cut the cord, release the chains, and leave the baggage behind. Will you ever get rid of the memory? Isn't this interesting, Annette? This was an amazing subject. How many people have said, oh, I'm going to eradicate and get rid of all my memories from the past? We talked about this, how many times? Can't be done.
Yeah. Well, the answer to that is, instead of trying to eradicate the memories, is to come into alignment with them and
exactly.
So there's no charge to that memory any longer, and that's exactly what we do. And also, coming back to what you were saying earlier, with the emotion code healing, and along with the work that we do in with the hypnotism, is so powerful, because we go back to, with the emotion code, we can find trapped emotions from when you were in the womb, that you've inherited.
Amazing.
from your parents, and that you've inherited from previous generations. I mean, that's the level that we can go to get rid of, or just to come to an equilibrium in balance to be able to handle that emotion, so that it doesn't have that charge any longer. But it's such a deep level. It just fascinates me that you can have generations on generations that have inherited an emotion that's just that we are hanging on to, not because we wanted to bring that on. It just happened to us. So the ability to go
that
far back is extraordinary. Yeah.
Who would have ever thought that you can go back that far, that actually trapped emotions come from previous? I just got a message. I believe we have a caller. Yes.
All right.
I think the producer is saying we have a caller online. Oh, no, I guess we've lost her. She's trying to call in on Skype from the UK, and it keeps going. Unfortunately, we've lost the caller. Oh, God. I believe it was Kelly. I see a name, Kelly, asking a question. Okay. Well, hopefully we can get her back and she can come online. And by the way, folks, good opportunity. We've got about 20 minutes left in show, and we'd love to get a couple of calls in here. Love to answer any questions you have. We will take the question. We won't be able to spend a lot of time. We'll talk about it. We won't be able to, you know, do multiples, but we'll definitely love to, you know, get a question. Certainly you must have some. And sometimes on a debut show, you guys just want to hear what's going on. What are we offering? Back to that, Annette. Fantastic. When it's absolutely, I find it an amazement that emotion code can actually do that. When you told me that originally, I went, yeah, come on. I mean, I'm a pretty believing guy. When you proved it to me, this was, you know, we call it the proof in the pudding.
Yes.
It is fantastic that you can find that stuff that's trapped, and when it's released, and it is the biggest emotional break I've ever felt in my life. And furthermore, you were talking about the heart wall, which is an amazing thing.
Yeah. Absolutely. The heart wall, in terms of the healing that we do, is a whole bunch of trapped emotions that we hold in our heart, around our heart area, that stop us from being who we truly are. And again, as I said earlier, they're just emotions that we've held on to because we've had our heart broken. They can be different aspects of relationships that didn't turn out the way we wanted them to, any pain that we've experienced. And we develop this wall around our body, and it keeps us separate from other people. It keeps us separate from being who we truly are. And we have a process to go through all those trapped emotions around your heart so that you can be your true self. To date, I've had a lot of success. Well, both of us have had a lot of success dealing with certain issues, and I thought I might just list some of the issues that we've been able to help clients with.
Wow. Well, hold that thought just for a minute, because we've got the producer saying we have a caller from Scotland on the line.
Okay.
I believe.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
How are you? Hi, Annette.
Kat, how are you, Kat?
Hi, Kat.
How are you doing? Hey,
I'm really good. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank
Very
you for
well,
calling
thanks.
In.
That's okay. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
So, I missed the start of the show, but I was just wanting to say that, you know, everything's been really good since... Everything's been really good since I had some sessions with you guys. And it's been really interesting, actually. I was going to write a little update so that you could let everyone know, like, the different phases of things, because I found it quite interesting because I'm really sceptical about it even yet. You know, the intellectual part of my brain just doesn't really believe that it can...
Do you know why? There's an amazing story about that.
Yeah.
We cannot believe everything we think. That's an amazing thing about our brain. So you are so used to having things that are trapped from the past that became your belief structure, became habits, that now they've been released, and you have a new paradigm, so to speak. You've got a new thought process going on. And Kat specifically, everybody, this is Kat Muir. Kat is a strategic interventionist. She's also a hypnotherapist, and she came to Annette and I wanting to know more about the program and actually completed the program and graduated. Congratulations. I'm trying to say the two words at the same time, Kat. And absolutely fantastic. And if you wouldn't mind, talk about the migraines.
Well, that was the thing that really was a huge... I'm trying to think of the right word, really. That was the thing that really made it concrete for me, because I think because I've did a lot of work personally on things, I don't think I had quite as much, well, I didn't think I had quite as much, I didn't feel as much of a difference emotionally, really, that I could say definitely it might have been that or it might not, you know. But I always had suffered from migraines. You know, I used to get like maybe 3 in a month, was the way it was the last sort of 6 months or so. And that just disappeared. And I had a migraine when I was actually talking with you and Annette. And I really was in a lot of pain. And Annette was going to work on it that night. And, you know, I talked to both of you, and she was going to do some more healing with the emotion code after that. And then the next morning when I got up, it was really weird. It was like I'd taken a lot of painkillers. I know it was still there, but I didn't have any pain from it. And then what happened after that was the next time I got one, it wasn't a migraine. I could feel it, like I had a really sore jaw and a sore neck, and it was like the migraine had slipped down, which was really weird. I'd never had that before. And I haven't had any migraine since then. It's been really, really strange, and that's been since the beginning of December.
I was just going to say, I was trying to remember how long ago that was, Kat, that we had the sessions with you, that we completed your 21 days, and you've been keeping up affirmations and doing everything, and everything has been good.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and I'm training in the emotion code now.
Well, I heard that, and congratulations. Yeah. You and Annette, I know, are working together as well.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And it's just a really amazing, it's a really amazing thing. I mean, I really... Even at this point, I can't get my head around it, how it can work, especially since you're so far away as well. It's not even something that... It's not like something where you're actually there in front of me, but, you know, it works, you know?
Just working with energy here, and I'm a huge skeptic too, actually, even though I'm doing it myself. I'm probably my own hugest skeptic. And even there are so many times where I'm just so utterly surprised about the results we get, but because my mind can't really get around it, but I can feel the energy of it, and I know it's a great thing. And we're working with energy. Energy, you know, it's all around us. We are energy. And so that's how we connect through energy. And that's how the whole thing works. And I don't understand. It's a bit like electricity. I don't understand how electricity works. But I know that it works, and I use it every day, and I'm grateful for it. And this is a similar thing. I can't understand, explain it, except that we are all vibrating particles and energy. And I use my intention. It's partly intention as well. I use intention for healing. This is what I want to happen, and I'm doing this healing for this person. I take on their energy, and it works. And I'm always testing myself to make sure that it's not coming from me, that it's just coming from universal energy. So, again, as I said, I don't fully understand it, but, you know, what it works, and the results are phenomenal. And, I'm so happy for you. I'm glad you're enjoying
that.
The results
Kat,
of that.
Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
We've got several other callers hanging in there that are dying to get. We got 15 minutes of showtime left, and we've got several other callers that are dying to get. Kat, thank you so much for calling in. Everybody, that's Kat Muir from Scotland, and Kat
will be
in our program as a coach. She's going to be a 21 Days to Change Your Mind coach with us very soon. So, Kat, thanks very much for calling in, and we appreciate it. We'll talk with you soon.
Thanks, Kat.
And Kelly, are we on the air? Hello, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. How are you?
I tell you what, you guys better be worth it because I'm stood out in the pouring rain holding my hand in the air to get a signal and I've been cut off about 15 times.
We're sorry to hear that.
I tell you, there's a lightning rig above me. If it goes off, thunder and lightning, this rig.
Oh, goodness. And we've only got a few minutes of showtime left, too. So we wanted to get right to a question. Thank you for calling. Can we hear you? Are you still there, Kelly? Oh, goodness. We're losing the signal with you. Okay.
She got lost in the lightning.
Thanks, Kelly.
The signal's really
all right.
Bad. I'm out on a farm in the sticks at the moment. So anyway, just see how quick this goes. So I've missed much of what you've been saying. So can I just ask a new question or do you want to stay on energies?
Well, you know, we've only got a few minutes of showtime left, so go ahead and ask a quick question. And what we'll do is as soon as you can get to ask the question, we'll answer it for you on air, okay?
Okay. How do I consist my own sort of vibration and needs when dealing with so many levels of services when everything's so fragmented, which must mean that means I am. So how do I bring myself back together? I am an Asperger's person and maybe just see things differently, but I believe that maybe there is a shift that I need to take.
Yeah, I would say absolutely yes, and it's probably more than we can get into with the showtime that's left tonight. So why don't we do this, Kelly? We can set up a time to get a hold of myself, and let's set up a time that we can talk about that.
Can I just say one thing?
Yes, please.
Can I just say one thing? Just from what I picked up, probably grounding, if you have an exercise to ground yourself with regularly.
We do. Yep.
That would be very helpful.
At the moment, I live in like a homeless, it's a Save the Family shelter, and there's no certainty. So that's red tape. I help certainty in something other than the things that are around me, and that's what I...
Yeah. That's a great point, Annette, on the grounding, absolutely. Oops.
Yeah.
Well, I think we lost her. Okay, Kelly, thanks. Get in touch with us if you can still hear us. Thank you very much for calling in. Sorry you had to wait out in the rain in a booth. We really appreciate your calling. Thank you.
Thanks,
let's see. I think we have one more call coming in. I think it was Laura.
Hi,
hello.
Jeff.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. I wasn't going to listen to this call because I'm in the process of doing other stuff, but something told me I needed to, and then as you were talking about the energy, I was supposed to hear this. So this is amazing.
Excellent. Annette's on with us as well.
Yes, Annette.
Yes, Hi.
I was late coming to the call, but when you were talking about how a child can pick up energy while it's in the womb and be affected by a car accident, and my son has been having a lot of health issues, and he was, I didn't know I was pregnant when I had a car accident. I was about 3 months along, a little over two months. And so my question is, he's been having health issues. He's went through all kinds of doctors and tests and everything. What would a person do going forward? To find out if that could be an issue that could be causing some health issues, and what would you do to change it?
Okay. Can I answer that one?
Yes, please. Go right ahead.
From terms of emotion code healing, it's quite possible that he trapped emotions, he inherited some emotions or trapped. Obviously, you were going through a lot of trauma, and he might have absorbed some of that, let alone trapped emotions that have occurred with him, you know, up until now. Can I just ask how old he is?
36.
36. Okay. Well, how we would work with that is taking through the hypnosis process and also identify specifically for the medical issue that he's having, if there are any trapped emotions relating to it, which there probably are, because most illness in the body is created through trapped emotions. That's why I have a very high success rate of helping people with physical issues as well as emotional issues. So essentially that's what we would do. We would identify what those are and release them.
What if they're not into that kind of therapy? How would you go about convincing them? I've had hypnosis,
okay.
And I've been through those things, but I've just recently got him to go to a naturopathic doctor and, you know, start juicing and doing those things, and he's been completely against it.
I would suggest, Laura, let's try this. Why don't you reach out to us? It's 21 days to change your mind, just as it's spelled.
Mm-hmm.
Number the numerals 21 days to change your mind @gmail.com. Our website's being built right now, and it's going to be an interactive website where people are going to come to it and be able to ask these questions, and we're going to be able to come right on and answer and get working. I would suggest that we do a four-way Skype call, your son, yourself, you bring him to the table, so to speak, with us, and we will do what we do. We do free consultations, by the way. Free consultation can be anywhere from 20 minutes to whatever time it's necessary to get into what the issues are and discuss them, and for us to explain the program to you and your son. And we'd be very happy to do that. Now, of course, there's no obligation. If at the end of the consultation he says, no way, it's not for me, then it's not. We feel right now there's a 99.9% rate that we have we're going right now. The clients that come to us do want to do this. They want to change their mind. These things have plagued long enough, and this is, you know, we're not claiming to be the best thing since sliced bread, but it works. It honestly, honestly works, and that's why we offer the free consultation. We're not going to hold anybody up for ransom, so to speak, and say pay on the line, and then we'll do what we do. No, we will discuss it, we will explain the program, and we will show you how we do it, and we'll explain the whole process. So please get in touch with us. That would be fantastic.
Okay. Is there any place to go to get more information about the emotional healing and the trauma?
Yes. Reach out to Annette on that. You can go right to our Facebook page as well. Just click in 21 Days to Change Your Mind on Facebook and send her a message on there. And she
Okay. I'll post a link up there for people to find out more information.
Yes. And by the way, that's a great point. We've got the Facebook page, 21 Days to Change Your Mind on Facebook, folks. Go to that. Leave us any questions, any comments. You'll be able to read a lot about. We have a book coming out very soon also. Laura, thank you very much, and I hope to hear from you very soon. And thank you for calling in. We appreciate your
questions. Thank you.
Thanks, Laura.
Hopefully hear from you soon. Thanks, Laura. And I don't know that we have anybody else in queue. We've only got about 7 minutes left of show, guys, probably 6 minutes. Annette and I wanted to wrap up tonight with giving you, we hope we've been able to give you a good overview. There is so much to really talk about when you get into human need psychology. There is so much to really get into when you talk about emotion code healing. But understand it works. This is not hocus pocus. It's not magic and smoke and mirrors. This is the real stuff. We do this as a living. And I say a living because we are dedicated to it. We are dedicated to leading with contribution beyond ourselves to your benefit. We want to see people healed. We want to see and we want to feel that. That's what we call the gift what you need scenario. When we gift what we need, you are actually gifting to somebody what you actually need. And when we give to others ahead of ourselves, we also receive immediately. even if it's just a smile at first, you have the sense of wellness that overcomes you. Our bodies are cellular, and that was exceptional in explaining this, and I love her explanation about the energy and the cellular level. We are created from energy, pure light energy. That is what we are. That's who creation, whether you call it God or whatever anybody wants to call who started this, where we live, this entire universe, it is all energy. We are energy, where therefore we are all alike. So understanding energy, which is emotions are broken down into energy, understanding our minds to the extent that we do, and we don't profess to be the know-it-alls. We don't profess to be the all-saying spirits. But what we do know is what we offer works. We have proven it. You have heard testimony tonight, Kat Muir from Scotland. I mean, I was amazed through working with me and Annette, and now she is so excited. She's going to be one of our coaches. We will be looking to the future of training other coaches to come on board with us. If you've got a background in strategic intervention, if you've got a background in hypnotherapy, this is an umbrella program. We didn't even get Annette to talk about specifically about relationship. We've got a little bit less than 5 minutes left, and I don't know if we can even have a chance to touch on it, but we know that specifically relationships are in trouble these days. The percentage of people in relationship, in marriage, is suffering. And it's because each of us, in one way or another, has debilitating belief. We have negative self-esteem. We have stuff going on in our lives. It's just plaguing. And that we were talking about the scenario of the beach. If you think about it metaphorically, when the tide comes in, the sand goes out. A certain amount of that sand comes back in, but not very much. If you think about a relationship that's having a lot of problems, plagued by child issues, marital issues, work issues, out of work, emotional issues, etc., and two people trying to get along that came from families that are totally diverse, trying to mix it up and have a relationship. That's why we have so much divorce these days, because we just don't understand some of that stuff that's plagued us. This program that we'll be introducing under the 21 Days to Change Your Mind will, in fact, help you with these relationship issues as well. So we're excited about that. Annette, we've got a few minutes left. The floor is yours.
Okay. Well, I thought I'd just go through some of the results we've had from helping clients. We've been able to help people, as you mentioned, relationships, traumas, the emotional side of that, and being able to move on. Financial fear, and on a physical level, issues such as shoulder pain, knee pain, back pain that has stopped, debilitating back pain as well. I had a client who had very severe back pain, and she has one of the side effects of healing her with that is she's lost a lot of weight. And of course, weight loss seems to be a side effect of a lot of the healing that we do. I've been able to shrink cysts on the body and within the body, flu symptoms. I've even been able to heal my own chronic period pain that I'd had for so many
Fantastic.
Years.
Fantastic. Wow.
Yeah.
Ladies, listen to that one. Oh, jeez.
Oh, my goodness. And for my daughter as well. So in doing this work. And also anxiety is one that can be reduced really quickly. I had a client who she contacted me over the phone, and she had a level 8 out of 10 in intensity of anxiety. And within less than 10 minutes, I had her anxiety level to a 1 out of 10. So that
Fantastic.
Just shows you the power of how quickly and effective that it is. And that was me just going through the process. So, it's just a real joy to get results for people.
You hit the nail on the head when you talk of joy. We've got about a minute left to show, folks, and make sure you get in touch with us. Annette and I are here, both collectively and individually. She does her emotion code healing individual for me. Not everything is with me. 21 Days to Change Your Mind is our debut program. It's internationally, we're both at the forefront in management with the program. We're enjoying it. We have been so blessed to have this with us and be able to offer this to the world. And we thank everybody for being on the show with us today. I know we had a lot of people sign up for the show, and it made our hearts very warm. Thank you so much. Excuse me. I'm looking at my schedule here. About every other week. If you look in 2 weeks, we'll be back on air. Next week, we have Carousel Partners International, which is our expert group of coaches, international coaches, also leading with contribution beyond themselves to your benefit. And we've got about 14 seconds of show time left. And I, again, Annette, parting comments, and the floor is yours. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you so much. This has been wonderful. And I look forward to catching up with everyone soon.
Goodbye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
You did it. Excellent.